Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 3rd, 1952, Juan Christopher Eiffel was sentenced for dynamiting the home of Maud Best. A report of the sentencing, which was published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper the following day, stated that Eiffel, an agricultural laborer of St. James, was informed that he would have to serve a sentence of 6 years penalty servitude before he could once again walk free. This came after the Honorable Mr. Justice G.L. Taylor at the Court of Grand Sessions found Eiffel guilty of damaging the dwelling house of Best by some explosive substance on September 9th. After the sentence was passed, Eiffel appealed. It was understood that this appeal would be to the Judicial Committee of His Majesty's Privy Council and would have been the first of its kind from Barbados since Millicent Nicholls of St. Joseph, who was found guilty of murder and condemned to death several years earlier at the Court of Grand Sessions. Mr. J.E. Theodore Brancker appeared on Eiffel's behalf and told the court that his client was regarded as a hard worker by many of those he worked with, and that before the charge in question, he had no serious offense recorded against him. Nonetheless, Justice Taylor was unmoved, and before passing sentence, gave his reasons why. He told Eiffel, quote, "Not long ago, a little boy was killed when the house was blown up, and I have to show you how dangerous of an offense this is," unquote. Justice Taylor then informed Eiffel that the jury had found him guilty of a serious offense of blowing up a person's house with some explosive substance. He further told him that he should consider himself lucky, as he could have killed the old woman in the house and would therefore have found himself before the court on a more serious charge. Justice Taylor said, quote, "I have come to the conclusion that you are a hard-working man and have done good in your community, but this does not prevent me from sentencing you to a long term of imprisonment," unquote. Christopher Eiffel's six-year prison sentence for blowing up the house of Maud Best by using dynamite was handed down on this day, January 3rd, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.